Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Yes, sir. Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on our community. We pray for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, March 2020. Ms. Austin.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you for being here this evening. I'm certain you had an opportunity to review the financials provided with your packet. Therefore, I will only provide you a brief update. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $99.7 million and an ending cash balance of $100.7 million. I'm pleased to report that the city's revenues of $102 million are $10.1 million favorable to the $90.1 million budget and 8% above target. This favorable variance is attributable to the upward trend in gross receipts tax revenue. The city's labor costs of $37.1 million are $2 million favorable to the $39.1 million budget and 3% below target. The city's operating costs of $40.8 million are on target to the $40.8 million budget. The city's capital costs of $23.7 million are $18.1 million favorable to the $41 million budget and 32% below target. This variance is primarily related to the following projects: Fire Station 6 with a project balance of $1.7 million, multiple large and small street projects with an overall project balance of $8.1 million, multiple airport improvement projects with a balance of $1.3 million, the Cavern Theater remediation project with a balance of $2 million, and multiple water and sewer projects with an overall project balance of $8.3 million. Overall, the city has increased cash balance $1 million from the previous fiscal year. There's no vote required, but I would take any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Austin? Thank you, Ms. Austin.
Thank you.
Number three, consider approval of Resolution 2020-20, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2019-20 fiscal year budget. Ms. Austin.
Mayor and Council, thank you for allowing me to present the May 2020 budget adjustments. There are two adjustments for your consideration this evening. The first is an increase to the transit revenues of $62,000. This amount represents an automatic CARES Act distribution, which CARE stands for Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. And this grant is coming through the U.S. Department of Transportation. This amount is being passed through the 5311 grant that the city receives each year to supplement the cost of the transit operations. At this time, the city will use a portion of this grant to install sanitation system throughout the transit facility and fleet that will cost $36,000. The remainder of this grant will carry over into the fiscal year 21 operating budget. The next request is for the sports complex. As you're aware, gross receipts tax revenue was significantly above budget throughout the fiscal year, and the sports complex receives a portion of this gross receipts tax revenue and therefore a portion of the fee related to the gross receipts tax revenue. Therefore, we're just increasing this amount so that they can make it through the end of the fiscal year. And then that will conclude my presentation unless there's any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Austin?
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of Resolution 2020-21, a resolution adopting the 2020-21 fiscal year interim budget. And Mr. Law, will you begin, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, members of the council, a summary of the fiscal year 21 interim budget was included in your packet. And that summary highlights the funds and the proposed changes to those funds from the current fiscal year. Due to the current economic conditions in the city of Crosby has prepared a conservative budget based on 60% of the current fiscal year's gross revenues. On May 19th, the Budget Committee reviewed and recommended approval of the fiscal year 21 interim budget. And at this time, I'd like to ask Ms. Austin to give a brief overview of that interim budget.
Thank you, Mr. Lowe. As you're aware, the city has gone through several budget cycles over the past several years with prosperity and growth. So we had to take a step back on this budget and consider several situations, most notably in regards to temporary setback in the oil and gas industry and COVID-19 in developing this budget. Therefore, taking these key drivers into consideration and working with the budget committee, the city has developed a very conservative budget where most tax revenue has been reduced by 40% and enterprise revenue has been held flat. In addition, the city's labor budget is 1% less than fiscal year 20's labor budget, and the operating budget was also overall held flat. But with other major reductions from fiscal year 20, such as the water and sewer bond redemption and the brine well contributions. In addition, the interim budget includes new capital and project spending of $22 million, and unless a project is considered critical or sustaining, these projects will not be released until key economic indicators improve in the economy. As always, I'd like to thank the Budget Committee for their expertise and guidance, and I will stand for any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Austin?
Mayor, I'd like to commend Ms. Austin and Mr. Lowe and also Chairman Eddie Rodriguez. We've been through a lot of budget cycles that were a whole lot easier than this one, but everybody did a really commendable job of cutting where it was needed and setting us up in past years for something like this too. Mm-hmm. So it's just there's a lot of people that are hurting a whole lot worse than we are, and that's because we've done really well, and so you all are to be commended.
Thank you.
And I completely agree with that. Is that a motion?
Sure.
Okay, we have a motion.
Councilman Rodriguez Thunder.
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez, did I get ahead of you there?
No.
You have anything?
Okay. Jason said it. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this budget. And as he said, other budgets have been a whole lot more fun than this one. But yeah. We'll get through this, and we'll be back, and we'll be back where we want to be. But we're just not there this year.
And we really appreciate all the hard work and dedication of the staff and the budget committee. Number five, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. But I would ask John Lowe to briefly discuss C4.
Mayor, members of the council, C4 is a request to award bid 2020-05 to Lasco Construction in the amount of $544,539 for phase one of the renovations to the former Pate School and the future home of San Jose Senior Recreation Center. As you all know, the city received $500,000 in CDBG funding last year for phase one, and the city has added additional funds to that for this renovation. Phase one renovations include kitchen, staff offices, ADA restrooms, activity rooms, asbestos abatement, and an HVAC system. Once phase one renovations are complete, the facility will be ready to move San Jose to the new facility. There will be future renovations needed to other parts of that building. Those renovations, the city is currently looking at funding opportunities for those through the legislature in the state of New Mexico. Just a difficult time to try to secure that funding. So we're asking for consideration on toward LASCO phase one renovations.
Any questions or comments for Mr. Lowe? If not, I'd ask Mr. Britt to briefly discuss D2 and C5, please.
Mayor and members of the council, the city went out to bid for the next phase of the Cavern Theater project, and we received two bidders, and Greer Construction was a successful bid. I think you have the number in front of you. And we were able to fit in our ad alternates with that bid and having funding. So we're poised to finish phase two here in the next week or two, and then we'll gear up for phase three. That'll include the HVAC ductwork, a fire suppression system, an ADA restroom, a redo of the sewer line, which is in need of attention, and some work in the lobby, and a security system, and new doors on the back of the building. So,
questions or comments for Mr. Britt?
I got a question, Mayor.
Right. Councilman?
How many more phases do we have?
That's a great question. It'll be relative to how many dollars we have.
Okay.
And when they're available.
And D2?
D2. Can you? I didn't bring my agenda. Which one?
The runway lighting.
Mr. Runway lighting? Thank you. Runway light. We set aside money for runway lighting on 14 right, 32 left. I have to remember those numbers of runways. We were a little bit short after engineering and the bids came in. So the state offered to give us a grant of $112,000 to help complete that project. The total runway will be redone at a later date, but this runway lighting will put that runway back into operation, because right now the lights are not functional, but it also will augment and set up the continuation of that project when it does continue and that runway is completed.
I think that's very important there.
Right, yeah, it's been engineered and it's just a setup, and it'll be actually kind of getting a head start on that runway project.
Mm. Questions or comments for Mr. Britt? Thank you, Mr. Britt.
Mayor, I'd make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number six, consider approval of resolution 2020-22, a resolution to deem certain utility accounts uncollectible. Ms. Austin.
Me again. Okay, this final item for your consideration tonight is a resolution for the yearly write-off of uncollectible utility accounts. Per state statute, an account can be removed from the list of accounts receivable if the account has been uncollected for a period of more than 4 years. Currently, the city has 198 uncollectible accounts from calendar year 2015 with a balance of $53,000, which is less than 1% of the revenue that was collected during that period. So therefore, to confirm with generally accepted accounting principles and at the recommendation of the city's auditors, I would recommend that the city council approve this resolution. I'd also like to add, in doing so, the city is not waiving its right to collect these unpaid accounts in the future, as all accounts are noted about any outstanding balance, and when allowed by law, we do file a property lien. I stand for any questions.
Mayor?
Councilman?
Wendy, so let's say somebody, they don't pay this year. So if they come up next year and say they want their water turned back on, do we go back and say, well, you owe whatever this is first, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So we're right back where we were, right? Unpaid debt?
I don't understand the question.
Well, if you let them go, you know, for like this year, and they owe $50, and you pick them up next year, and you say that's okay, they still owe that $50 plus whatever the current year is, right? Whatever they owe.
We always do our best to collect what they owe before we turn on service. There's some situations where maybe we might not be able to.
Yeah. I mean, are there certain people that are habitual about just, you know, letting the debt go on and on, or is that?
I would say that there are those types of customers out there, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Wendy. Okay.
Further questions for Ms. Austin? Mr. Lowe, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Ms. Austin, or Mayor, members of the council, Ms. Austin, this is a 5-year waiting period, right? So these are uncollectible from the year calendar year 2015.
That is correct.
So there's a 5-year, by state statute, there's a 5-year waiting period.
Yes, and they're very hard to collect. We've tried to collect them. They usually move out of town or move in with somebody else that has utilities. Whenever the city can file a lien, we do file a lien. So we do our best to collect these. And like I mentioned, it's $53,000 out of, what was it that year, $10 million. And not that I wouldn't like to be doing this process, but it is part of any enterprise or business.
But this is an uncollectible debt on a year-to-year basis. This is a 5-year based on state statute, correct?
That is correct.
Further questions?
Just a comment. We can expect a pretty big size write-off in 2025 at the end of what we're facing right now. So that'll be in our future. And with that, I would move for approval of this.
We have a motion.
Second.
A second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Austin.
Thank you.
Number 7, consider approval of request from New Mexico Gas Company for a purchase agreement for the grant of a natural gas transmission line easement. Mr. Lowe.
Mayor's member of the council, this is a request from New Mexico Gas Company to purchase a 50-foot permanent easement to place a 12-inch natural gas transmission line and related facilities on property located outside of the city limits. This property is commonly referred to as Western Farms. The proposed easement is 7,415 foot long, or roughly 450 rods. If approved, the City of Carlsbad would also grant New Mexico Gas Company a 25-foot temporary construction easement. As for compensation for this, the city would be compensated $67,410, which comes out to $150 per rod. So,
further questions for Mr. Lowe?
Mayor?
Councilor?
If I may. This isn't going to cause the same issues we have today with going through the city of Carlsbad, which I find really crazy. You know, with trying to get through Carlsbad anytime during the day from like 10 till 5. They have those orange barrels pushed over, and in a lot of areas, they're not even working in those areas, but they make you go in a single line, and it backs up traffic just all the way through our little city, I know, but anyway.
Councilman Walter Scheid, Ms. Morales, if you could pull the map up. So there's attached to several maps indicating the area. Keep going further down.
The one would be the best.
Yeah. So right there, the first map shows the proximity. So if you look at the first, what I call note, it shows you where the Crosbat treatment plant facility is on Telltale Lane. And then 5 miles down U.S. Refinery is what is commonly referred to as Western Farm. So this is a long ways out of the city limits with very little traffic. If you'll go to page, if you'll go to the second map, Ms. Morales, also there is, notice how far off the road on the Western Farm property that is. So that shows the exact location of where that transmission line would be located. So it wouldn't affect any traffic along U.S. Refinery Road. Councilman Walter Scheid. Yeah.
If we could do something about those orange barrels, that'd be nice.
The fiber optic is, it's a challenge to go through each one of them as they're boring, and it's very challenging.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yes, sir.
It just seemed, if they're not working on a particular area, they need to move their barrels over to me. That's what I would say, but that's me.
Yes, sir. The ones that I noticed over the weekend was still open holes in the area where they had did the excavation.
Right.
That haven't finished it, so I'm sure that is a precaution to pedestrian and motorists in the area that there could be an open ditch in the area. So,
if I may add to that, anytime you work on a U.S. highway, you have to have a traffic control plan, and that plan has to be adhered to fully and completely. Otherwise, your project is shut down.
Correct.
And again, it's what?
You have to have an accepted traffic control plan for every project of that nature along a U.S. highway.
Right.
And if you don't adhere to that, then they can shut your project down. Okay. So those orange barrels are where they are because they have to be.
Yeah. In working with New Mexico Gas Company, they're looking for a two-track road to even get there. So a lot of their majority of their work is going to be off of a two-track to get to the proposed easement area.
Right.
So.
Further questions?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
And second.
Did we get a second? We have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Number 8, council committee reports. Does any councilor have any updates on their committee report assignments?
I wish I could give you a better report, but the census committee is looking to hopefully get back to the drawing board and start all over again. We need to start hiring enumerators and getting them trained. Once the restrictions are lifted and we're able to hire and group them up and get them trained, then we could probably start with the census enumeration in those hard to reach areas.
We appreciate all the work that you've been doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Counselor?
I spoke to Chief Skinner last week about the UTV ATV and scheduling that meeting. He's out of town this week. We're gonna do something next week when he gets back.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. Anyone else? Well, I'd also like to commend the police department and especially the traffic division. They did such a great job over the weekend. They had 2 graduation parades, a Memorial Day parade, Scotty Cadell Memorial Day ride, and they just done a great job in every one of those, and especially the graduation parades, which was grueling. It was grueling is a good word for that. Anyone else? If not, we'll go to number 9, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Floyd.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion. Can we get a second?
Second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
We're adjourned.